It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Thursday, December 2nd, 2010. I'm John Moe. How much privacy can you expect to have online, and what can the government do to help you control that? Yesterday, the Federal Trade Commission issued a set of proposals aimed at protecting consumer privacy. Chairman John Leibowitz acknowledged the agency has no enforcement authority.
What we're doing is offering best practices to companies and guidance for lawmakers.
The FTC made four recommendations. One, factor in privacy controls in the building of websites. Two, offer consumers clearer choices in managing privacy. Three, make data practices more transparent to consumers. And four, educate consumers about privacy. All these ideas are about what should be done in the future. I asked Jessica Rich, Deputy Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection, if there's anything to do about consumer data already out there.
Right now, our recommendations are generally going forward, although to the extent we are talking about companies providing access to consumers of the data they have on them, that's existing data. To the extent that companies provide opt-out, they can always, you know, allow consumers to opt out of information that's already collected. And we're saying that companies should not collect or retain data they no longer need. So all of that goes to the harvesting of old data and getting rid of it.
All that data is, of course, produced by us, and we keep providing it. Andreas Weigand is a former chief scientist at Amazon.com. He now advises companies on online customer behavior.
John, think the amount of data an individual creates doubles every 1.5 years.
The amount of data they generate online.
They generate online, offline, they create in photos, in videos. So in 1.5 years from now, I will, per day, create twice as many bits as I'm creating now.
Andreas says online privacy is a nice notion, but it doesn't match reality.
People now are no longer able to put that ghost back into the bottle and pretend that it's no longer possible. So I think it's an irreversible process where we now share things for a number of reasons which we wouldn't have thought we would ever have shared a few years ago. But that is a revolution which results in a different mindset in the expectations of consumers, not only towards their friends, towards self-expression, but also towards companies. In the grand scheme of things, John, privacy is just a blip in history. It didn't exist when we lived in villages. Pretty much everything we knew about our neighbors and everything about us was known. And it pretty much ceased to exist with Facebook, where now, if it's not us telling some stories about us, our friends do, and it is back to the little village, with the only difference that that little village now is our global globe.
Other stories we're following at marketplacetech.org. Google is launching an e-bookstore later this month, according to a company executive. Google Editions will let you buy books and store them in the cloud, read them on a browser wherever you are. And a new survey says 42% of people in the market for an electronic book reader this holiday season favor the iPad. 33% like Amazon's Kindle. The Barnes & Noble Nook, just 4%. I wonder if all those iPad shoppers have heard these rumors about the iPad 2 supposedly coming next year. Recent news stories have offered us some tech vocabulary words. Let's learn them.
Hacktivist.
WikiLeaks was shut down a couple of times in recent days. A self-proclaimed hacktivist who goes by the name Jester says he launched a directed denial-of-service attack against WikiLeaks. That's when you flood the server with so much traffic, the site can't stay up. Jester also claims to have shut down Al-Qaeda-related websites, all in the name of patriotism.
Hacktivist.
Next word.
4G.
Verizon said yesterday they'll launch a new 4G or fourth generation network on Sunday. Reminds me of that line from The Princess Bride.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
According to the UN agency that sets standards for these things, Verizon's network isn't nearly powerful enough to meet their definition of 4G. No American network is. But Verizon and T-Mobile say they have 4G networks anyway. So the definition of 4G is whatever you want it to be, I guess, if you're a wireless carrier.
4G.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.